For open meeting purposes. So this is the Board of Listers. What we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you feel the value should be and why. All right, and then the board may have some questions for you at the end. And then they will close for deliberation. And after they deliberate and come up with an adjustment, which could be go up, stay the same, or go down, you will get a result of grievance notice from the town of Colchester with that change. Okay? And that is, by statute, it has to be within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Okay.
So it would be within that time period.
Okay.
All right, so let's go around the table and introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Angela McDonald.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Andrew Lynch.
I'm Julie Gerard. And this is my husband, Dennis. He's our hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear pretty good. Cochlear implant.
Okay.
Yep. All right, good. So we'll begin. So why don't you give us what you feel the value should be and why?
I have sent in a letter with some places that were sold, and I also brought another one of places around that are either sold or waiting to be sold. And I just feel that the assessment is high. I'll give you an example. There was a 1991 home sold on the same street that I was at that sold for $80,000, and the place is 19 years newer than mine. So I don't know ours. So I don't know why, how they came up with $84,000, and I'm sure you had whatever reasons. So anyway, I just feel it should be around $55,000-$60,000, just by the comparison that I've done. Here's this. So anyway, I just, you know, we just push that, hope that it goes down a little bit.
I have a question. You
yes.
stated it was 1972.
Yes.
And our card shows 1974. It's a small change, but...
I thought it was 72. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's a small change.
Yes. I made a mistake.
It's all right.
I thought it was 72.
It's the only thing I noticed. Yours is a 14 wide, size-wise. It's 14.
14 wide?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
By 65.
Is that right?
By 65?
By 65. The trailer.
Yep.
Is it 14 by 65?
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. It's always good to make sure these are accurate.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
So, you know, I also want to say, if this means anything, we bought it for $35,000 and we put $25,000 in it due to mold, and the roof was leaking, so we had to replace the floors. So,
do you still have to replace the floors?
I'm sorry?
Do you still have to replace the floors?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the floors are, we have them already replaced.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You also have to put a new roof on?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So that was part of that $25,000.
Yes.
So newer roof and floors.
And that was in 2023?
Yes.
You still have the shed?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this little section here? This you walk into that little covered porch, or?
Yeah, it's like a covered porch.
Okay.
So.
Is there heat out there?
No, there's no heat.
And then you step up to get into the
yes.
You step up into the porch and then you step up into your hat, into the home.
Yes. Is it closed in?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a door on it, but there's a porch area. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Is this for us to keep?
Yes.
Or do you want me to, I can make a photocopy of it.
I kept the coffee for myself.
So, just to let you know, there's some specific state statutes in Title 11 that require, because you guys are in a cooperative, they require the town to assess the land and facilities of the cooperative to the mobile homes. So going forward, and what we sent out a letter this last week, which you're probably going to get sometime this week, which explains that, but the cooperative is no longer going to get a tax bill. Their assessment's going to go to zero, and what that assessment and the distribution of that tax bill will go to the mobile homeowners directly. What that does is that allows you to get a residential rate on the land as cooperative members, and it also allows you to use that value to adjust your tax bill for income sensitivity. So the park will no longer get a tax bill, but that their portion of the taxes they would normally pay for the school in town was going to go directly to the mobile home owners.
Okay.
So that your monthly rent should go down, but your tax bills will go up because of that. And that has to do with a specific state statute that requires us to do that for mobile home parks that are owned in cooperatives.
Okay.
So it increases your, with the tax being higher, increases your prebate opportunities if you file for your prebate.
Yes.
For income sensitivity.
Okay.
It should also lower your park rent fee, because that the owner of the whole park no longer has to pay those taxes. If it doesn't lower your park rent fee, then you should go to the board of the park who formed the cooperative to make sure that happens.
Okay, because we just got a notice saying ours had went up.
Yep.
So, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yep. So the idea that the legislature has by doing this is that the parks pay a non-residential rate, which is higher in taxes. And if that your portion of ownership in the mobile home park goes to the mobile home owners, then you can apply for a residential rate for that same value. So ultimately it lowers the taxes for the park. Even though the property owners are paying, footing the bill for it. So if you think about the park paying, you know, X number of dollars, if they were to pay it on their own, but if we were to break it up and apply that value to each individual unit, it actually pays less, because you get the residential rate for that land instead of the non-residential rate.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Does the board have any other questions or comments or concerns?
Good presentation.
Yes, good information.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I wasn't sure. I've been through this, so we've been through this. So anyway, I just appreciate you meeting with us and letting us view that, and whatever is done, is done.
All right.
Whatever can be done, can be done.
Yeah. We'll definitely let you know.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in, and we will send you a notice with the result of grievances in a few weeks. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have these done or have left to do?
Not too many so far.